The Sonnet. The Fortunes of the Sonnet. The most typical expression of Renaissance poetry was the sonnet. Invented in Italy, the sonnet gave the poets of Elizabethan England a new set of poetic conventions with which they could construct countless themes and variations. The two most famous Italian sonnet writers were the poets Dante and Petrarch. The idealism of Petrarch's sonnets, to Laura in particular, set a tradition for this kind of poem in Italy and France. The greatest English sonnet writers of the Renaissance were Thomas Wyatt, Philip Sidney, Edmund Spenser, and William Shakespeare, for the technical mastery with which they manipulated the form and the way their sonnets were composed in long, multifaceted sequences which consider various themes from many angles. After 1600, enthusiasm for the sonnet form suddenly declined. Although it was revived periodically, in the 17th century and again in the 19th, it never recovered the essential quality that distinguished it from other short poems. This quality depended on the ability of the poet to feel contradictions of emotion, amorous feeling, and spiritual questions which reflected the worldview of the Renaissance period. Popular themes. Amongst the central concerns of the sonneteers were love, friendship, beauty, the destructive effect of time, and the desire for women who were unattainable or who couldn't return the poet's love. Often the lady the poet loves is very beautiful, but also presented as very cruel. We are given no real insight into her feelings, but only learn about the poet's interior world. The poet may have conflicting feelings, from great happiness to absolute desperation, from delight to pain and jealousy. For the poet, love is inspired by the beauty of his beloved, which he tries to capture in poetic form. However, this beauty, though it may contain something immortal, is itself mortal and fades with the passage of time. Therefore, the nature of the poet's desire contains a paradox. The poet often desires a lady, but at the same time he hopes she will not surrender. The lady is an idealized figure, and this raises several questions which seem to derive from Platonic ideas, whose influence, as mentioned before, was extremely important in Renaissance aesthetics. When we love a person, do we love the person or the idea of beauty that the person represents? Does its mortality make human beauty more beautiful than ideal beauty? Can art recapture the lost beauty of the beloved and preserve it for all time? The Elizabethan Sonnet. The original Petrarchan sonnet was a poem of 14 lines of hendecasyllables, divided into two parts, the first containing two quatrains, or one octave, the second two tercets, or a sestet. The rhyme scheme was usually ABBA, ABBA, CDE, CDE. The first octave often presents the situation, while the sestet includes personal reflections and sometimes the solution to the dilemma expressed in the first part of the sonnet. This form was later modified by English poets into the Elizabethan sonnet, again composed of 14 lines of iambic pentameters, but this time divided into three quatrains and one rhyming couplet. The rhyme scheme is usually ABAB, CDCD, EEF, EF, GG. The English substitution of a quatrains and a couplet for the octave and sestet made possible more dramatic progression in the presentation of feelings, and the final couplet often forms a conclusion to what is presented in the first 12 lines.